producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Allowed. We're into the action of what's going on in your life, our lives, the lives of important, intelligent people here, there, and everywhere. Hello.
Hello. We're
to debug things. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn.
A long time no hear.
Very loud voice of Jennifer Horn.
Wow, she's all wound up.
She is very, very wound up. Yeah, okay, that's not a bad thing, Richie. Things, people
she's
get wound
excited,
up.
Excited, Dougie.
Is that
Jennifer.
What it is?
Jennifer.
My name is Roberta.
Jennifer, you're back.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
Yes, back.
You survived eating tripe.
Actually, no, I just skipped that part. I was talking to you.
Tripe is disgusting. Don't eat it.
Yeah,
tripe
no
is excellent. Excellent. I love tripe.
Tripe?
It's cow intestine.
Fantastic. Yeah.
No, stomach. Stomach.
Yeah.
No, it's intestines.
No, it's stomach.
Who cares? Either way, disgusting.
Oh,
so gross.
Yeah, is one really a better option over the other?
Right.
Well, no, intestines, they make sausages out of that.
My wife is Colombian, and when we go down to Colombia, they eat it fried, they eat it in soup.
Oh,
they eat
I make a tripe soup, my dad's recipe.
I make a mean tripe soup.
Yeah, tripe is usually made from the first three chambers of a cow's stomach.
Oh. How swell is this conversation?
Everyone.
All right, exactly.
For those of you. You know, I make a really good pizza, and it doesn't have any of that garbage in it.
Yeah, let's not have any of that. Let's not duplicate this, no matter how we work our way through it. Okay, so let's get to some of the items that are going on. Roberta and Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, all here on the Good Day program. Scientists are about to get their best look ever at the ocean that is beneath the surface of Saturn's icy moon, Enceladus. Sounds like a...
I love a good salad.
Me too, yeah.
That sounds like something from Taco Bell.
Right.
Nacho cheese on that Enceladus. And
tomorrow, NASA's Cassini spacecraft will zoom 30 miles above this moon, flying through and sampling the plume of material that erupts from the satellite's south polar region. Now, just think of this conceptually. This is a small, basic refrigerator in space that has been aimed at a moon that is around Saturn, and the planning is so good that this icebox is going to go 30 miles, within 30 miles of this moon. Do you realize what it takes to be able to figure out how to do that? And that we have the people here who are able to do it. And then they're going to sample from this plume. They're going to take what information they believe is going to lead them to underground water, an ocean on the moon. I just, again, sort of turn around. You want a mind job. Think about our moon and whether there was any water on our moon. Doesn't appear that there is, but think about if there was water on the moon. We'd be all heading out there. We'd have the place to be colonized by now.
Yeah, we'd be swimming.
Right.
Now, you know, it's pretty incredible when you think that, you know, life originates in the oceans.
Yes, we need water.
Think about it.
Yeah, it really is. Is there a life
on
Saturn?
What are they going to find when they find it?
There are a lot of great pictures of this thing and what it looks like, and the picture of the moon and its proximity to Saturn, which is the ringed planet, for those of you who don't know, the ringed planet. And that's all gas and stuff, because Saturn is huge, and it's huge because the gaseous matter on the planet has not... It expands, gases expand, so it is not a cold planet. Otherwise, this stuff would all be constricted and the planet would be smaller. So anyway, I just find this sort of thing fascinating, and the know-how, the technology that it takes to make it work is... Cassini isn't equipped to find signs of life, but it is able to measure things that are in the atmosphere, and they figure that from that they'll be able to figure out what kind of what else is there. Why they chose this moon is because of an earlier flyby. But again, the size of this thing is like a refrigerator or a washing machine, and it's got an antenna on it to detect what is in the atmosphere 30 miles above the moon.
Amazing. I'll tell you what, man. When I take my kids to the Air and Space Museum here in D.C., and we look at the Apollo 11 capsule, or any of the Apollo capsules.
Yeah.
It's smaller than a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I tell the kids, they dropped from the moon into the ocean in that thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really.
And they're like, those guys are crazy.
Well, that's what I remember. And this is so sad. When kids used to say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. Now you don't hear that anymore because there's no space program.
Well,
Doug, I'm going to send you a link. Scott Kelly, the astronaut who is in the International Space Station.
Right. Yep.
He has an Instagram account. And I've told you about this before. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send you a link to his Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most amazing pictures.
Pictures. Oh yeah.
What a brave guy too to be up there all by yourself.
So he calls.
No, he's not by himself.
I know. Well, we still
people in here. But
well, you know what I mean. Leave your family.
It's like hashtag year in space, and a lot of his pictures are titled Earth is Art or Earth Art. And it's just, you look at this picture and you can't even figure out what it is, and then you realize it's the Mojave Desert or just Pakistan and like the wild mountains. And it just looks so cool. And then the sunrise kind of eclipsing over the Earth. It's amazing.
All right. While we're in space and you're talking about Kelly, let's go to the International Space Station itself, where they're studying this week the comet Lovejoy, a comet that is spewing out alcohol, as much alcohol as 500 bottles of wine every second.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
This is it's not a new bar on the space station. It's the comet better than any distillery we've ever seen.
Wait a minute.
The comet Lovejoy has made its closest approach to the sun and is moving away. So you, if you want to see it, you can see it in the morning sky. I saw it this morning by driving back to the house. And you can tell because it's moving away from the stars, but it's very, very bright, very bright. You can see the space station in the morning sky as well. I'll look up there. The moon is so bright. And on the other side of the sky was the space station. And then you look and you'll see this comet. And the fact that they know that it creates that much alcohol, I find very interesting. Again, what we know, what we can learn, what we are learning. And that sort of from there, I want to come back to something that is earthbound. And Jennifer, I would like to spend a minute on this with you because you're our wine expert, not necessarily our drinking expert. But this was information that I gleaned from a study in a British health publication that not many people have seen. It focuses on middle-aged people and glasses of wine. How much wine do you drink?
Okay.
The National Institute for Health, releasing recommendations intended to prevent and delay the onset of age-related dementia. And the dementia and other disabilities are caused by drinking too much wine, according to this study.
Really?
Among the recommendations is for people between the ages of 40 and 60 to reduce the amount of alcohol they drink as much as possible.
Wow.
The recommendations cite a number of studies which tout the benefits of limiting alcohol, which may be the reason that so many people are getting early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. This recommendation stresses that while some health complications might be unavoidable because of injuries or genetics, there are steps you can take in midlife to help yourself age better and to stay away from alcohol because of the risk of developing dementia is the number one thing, even over quitting smoking,
really?
Which has always been the number one thing. Now, according to this research that was published in The Guardian this week, the changes in the way we live midlife can bring real benefits if you want to live to be old. If you don't want to live to be old, you drink 2, 3, 4 glasses of wine a day, you will greatly increase As little as two to three glasses a day
wow.
will make it much more likely that you, any regular alcohol, but wine is what's most likely
taken by people. It's so hard to keep track, though, because in some studies...
Wow, one glass, you can count one, count to one.
Yeah, that's exactly the number that I always see in surveys. But like you see surveys, in fact, I was reading one on the plane the other day, that if you drink one glass of wine, it reduces your risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, right, that's what we hear. The other side of it is, it's loaded with resveratrol, so it fights cancer.
Right.
I just finished reading, or I'm finishing reading, the Whole 30 Challenge book. Mm-hmm. Which is basically paleo and cut out all the other things to kind of reset your health system. Right. And they say you would have to drink so much wine to get the benefits of the resveratrol.
Yeah, take the capsule.
That the alcohol is way worse for you than any amount of resveratrol that you will get in the thing. So they say that basically the wine industry has come up with, hey, look at this, resveratrol is good for you, but you can never get the amount of resveratrol in a glass of wine, a bottle. Bottle of wine, a case of wine.
Bottle of wine.
A glass of wine can't hurt you.
No, you're saying between 40 and 60, because I'm looking at another study that's on WebMD done by German researchers and said people age 75 and older who drank two or three drinks a day decreased their risk of dementia by as much as 60%.
That's after 75.
I'm talking about before you get to 65.
From 45 to 65.
But from 40 to 60,
stay
if you
away
drink,
from it. Right.
If you drink two to four glasses of wine, you increase your risk.
Yes.
Boring.
I'll be visiting you in the home when I'm 105.
Yes. Well, you're not 40 yet, Jen. So
that's right. I still have a few years.
Drink as much wine as
the Queen of Cheap reports on today's information in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's Roberta Bessa.
All right, let's get the bottom line on how we're saving today, Roberta.
Let's start with Halloween costumes. You know, everybody wants to be that that girl from Ice or whatever, the Frozen or whatever the heck that movie is.
Frozen, not Ice.
Frozen.
Elsa.
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 So the Disney store or Belle, you know, or Ariel or whatever those Disney princesses are. So right now, the Disney store, you can save 50% off your Halloween costumes and accessories, and they're also doing free shipping, and we have the coupon codes for you to get this deal all at the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Now, if you love Sephora makeup, Sephora makeup, right now, if you make a $25 purchase, which, you know, was like, you know, one thing of mascara, you get a free fall fragrance sample bag. Say that 10 times fast. Free fall fragrance sample bag at Sephora with any $25 purchase. So you can buy a whole bunch of stuff and get all these free perfumes and things. And here's a great deal for Target. For every $50 that you spend in digital gift cards, they'll give you a free $5 Target gift card. So stock up for the holidays and get your free Target gift cards.
All right, there's the scoop. Check out all the details in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour.
It's time.
time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Actually, Cher is here because she has been tweeting. Her endorsement of Donald Trump has a lot of people wondering what the heck, scratching their heads, what in the world is going on with Cher. She seems to have gone full circle and become a Trump-loving and endorsing Republican. She, I don't know whether endorsement is the right word or not. She was a big Bill Clinton fan, remember? She was interpreted as tweeting an endorsement of Donald Trump. And I'm looking at some of these tweets, trying to make heads or tails of them. So nice of at Cher to endorse me, Donald Trump says, early in the day.
You could say, I hate Donald Trump, and he'd be like, thank you for the endorsement, Doug. That's great about him.
And then I'm looking at another tweet, never thought I'd say, Donald Trump is a giant among GOP frontrunners. And she doesn't like Rubio because she doesn't like his stand on women. I don't understand. Trump's not that great on women either, is he?
He loves women. That's what he always says. I love women. Married to one.
This isn't really an endorsement.
No, it really is. That's the point I'm getting to.
He's a leader. He's who? If you want a real Trump endorsement, I just read it's a big one, Dougie.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson has endorsed.
Really? Wow.
There you go.
Yep.
That'll be very helpful.
And Bruce Willis. There you go.
Speaking of Bruce's, the boss is in the news sort of today, or if we go back 20 years ago.
40 years ago.
Is it 40?
Boy.
40 years ago.
I said 20. That would be 90. Yeah, it was 75. Yep. October 27th, 1975. Bruce appeared on the cover of both Time and Newsweek in the same week. Big stuff.
This is Roberta. 40 years ago.
First got her.
Has that ever happened for a.
And it wasn't planned. They just happened to have the same cover.
For a pop icon, I mean, okay, you know, the Ayatollah of Iran or something like that, sure, a presidential, you know, but has that ever happened for another pop
icon?
Only when they died.
Yeah, only when they died. Exactly. Yeah, only when they died.
I was reading about Bruce's when he burst onto the scene and how these record executives walked into, I guess it was a Stone Pony or wherever he was performing that week.
It was the Bottom Line.
And just how they thought that this music was so, so, so different and so groundbreaking. And, you know, we grew up
with it. Well, it was.
We don't
it
think
was.
About it anymore. But back then in 1975, you know, 10 years old, what do I remember? But, you know, when you listen to this, there was nothing else like it.
Nope.
No, it's very unique. He's very unique. So the Boss, a tribute for the Boss here on Good Day. We were just talking about endorsements from people or shares endorsement of Donald Trump. It seems Ben Carson now has a narrow lead all across the country, dislodging Donald Trump from the top spot. This is a CBS News survey released this morning. According to the information, Mr. Carson is the choice of 26% of Republican primary voters who have been polled. Mr. Trump, 22%. The margin of error is plus or minus 6%, so it could be either way. That would be interpreted by some the statisticians as a dead heat because of the margin of error. But still, it says something about both of them, I guess. But it also says that this is October.
It's very early.
Of 2015. We got a year to go. A year and a week.
The front runners in the previous races who were winning at this time,
how they
fared. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd be worried. I would really be worried.
I don't know about being worried.
Wow.
It's on guard time. 28 Pastor, good day.
In the news, to treat or not to treat, that is the question. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. After treating every cancer with maximum aggression, often resulting in horrendous complications, doctors and patients are now saying, wait a minute, maybe all cancers are not equal. Maybe some won't do any harm. Maybe the best treatment for some is none. Just watch and wait, so-called active surveillance. This is true in some thyroid cancers, prostate cancer, and even in breast cancer. Here's the thing. When the word cancer is in a diagnosis, we all get emotional and want it ripped out of us now, this second, get it gone. The COC advice, we Americans are being overtreated for cancers that aren't really going to do us any harm. If your doctor tells you that watchful waiting, as in active surveillance, is the way to go, do it. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can catch my piece on the new mammogram guidelines on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the pursuit of information and happiness, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on the Good Day program. Daylight savings time ends on Saturday. Do you care?
Yes.
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 Did you know it ended? I was just back in the Czech Republic. I went through daylight savings on last Saturday, and I have to go through it again.
Oh, they really? Do it there?
Yeah, they do it, but they do it a week before us.
Oh, you're prepared then.
Yes, I'm in practice, Ducky.
Yes, good for you.
You get that extra hour.
Mm-hmm. Again, I love it.
All right, the social media focus on this South Carolina situation, I'll put a quotation mark around it. The police officer that you've seen, many of you have seen this video that's gone viral, him approaching a black student, a black young woman, roughing her up. Looks pretty dramatic and doesn't look good for the police officer until you realize this is sort of the end of what actually happened. And so, seeing as there's no video that's been apparent yet, maybe there's some video around, nobody has seen it, or at least not that I know of, showing what happened leading up to this young woman being taken from the classroom forcibly. The policeman doesn't look good. No matter how you slice this, policeman doesn't look good. But is he just doing his job? Is this part of a response that came from inappropriate behavior on the part of this black student, a senior in high school, who apparently was not willing to get off of her cell phone, was disruptive in class, and the teacher was upset because she wasn't, and apparently this young woman said, you know, kind of like, nah, 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 you can't make me.
Attitude.
It's an attitude thing. And
well, we don't know if she had any threatening statements. I mean, we don't know what happened right before this
incident.
That's
the point. Yeah.
You know, and everybody else in the classroom is just kind of sitting there. People are ignoring it, looking at their computers. Some people are, you know, not doing anything.
You
really wonder what's going on.
My read on this is nothing about the policeman at this point, and I don't know anything about the girl What bothers me about this scenario is it's replicated pretty much every day in every high school.
Many times a day.
There's too damn many. There is a rule that needs to be in place. These things need not be allowed in class.
There is a rule.
There is a rule.
Right. My mom, they don't listen.
My mom just retired from teaching after 30 years. And she said one of the things that drove her the most crazy is that not only would they have their cell phones, they weren't even supposed to bring them on campus. Mm-hmm. And if you did bring them on campus, you should have tucked them away. Kids would blatantly sit there and they'd be playing on their cell phones. And forget that, but they would use them to cheat on tests. They'd take pictures of tests and send them to their friends, or they would text questions. I mean, it's a whole new way. But even if there's a rule set up, what do? When we enforce the rule, then all of a sudden people are getting in trouble for enforcing the rule. I mean, it's like we've lost our mind.
And then you enforce the rule and the student says, go away.
Stop harassing me.
Yeah, you're harassing me.
Well, everybody's got an attitude.
Well, you know, in New York City schools, you have to pass through a metal detector. And if you have a cell phone, it is taken away from you, put in a plastic bag, your name is on it, and you have to go.
There should be no cell phones allowed in schools anywhere, period, end of story.
There's no parenting going on here.
No.
Kids don't follow the rules. They feel entitled, and they feel like I don't have to listen to you, and then
that's the way it's fixed. That's what starts at home.
Yep.
That stuff starts at home. So now the video shows you this student being taken by the scruff of the neck, flipped backwards, basically thrown across the floor by this police officer. And so the people look at the video, oh my God, look at that police brutality. But I'm betting in this circumstance there's an attitudinal problem. Whether it deserved this kind of forceful encounter remains to be seen, but it would not be a surprise to me to find that this young woman was acting against the wishes of the best interests of the classroom and the teacher.
The media loves to pile on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they love to build this big race.
Well, there's no original thinking in the news media anyway. You know that.
Story so that everybody gets all of it. And you're watching the TV 24/7 because you want to see this guy burn up his face because he's obviously a monster.
Yeah.
For throwing his cell phone. You know, again, I'm bringing back my experiences because I'm fresh off the boat from Prague now.
Fresh off the boat.
But, you know, they have the respect with the people of the Czech Republic and their police force is so different than the way our country is set up. And I'm not saying our police officers are perfect, but because of the wrongdoing of some, we've totally lost respect for law, for rules. We just think that we can question every. Because of the wrongdoing of some, there is a big problem now. But in the Czech Republic, you have people, there's a rule, zero tolerance for driving, and man, I have seen these people drink in bars. They will not step foot into a car. They actually respect the rules. The police have a right to stop you for any. In this country, yes, not in America. In America, we go, well, we can have a couple drinks and we can drive, or, cell phones, they say I can't have a cell phone, but I'll just keep it in my pocket. I mean, there's always the stretch of the rule here that you don't see it
because I'm entitled. That's what it's about. We've entitled everybody to have this, and part of it, most of it, comes from the government and entitlements that have been given to people.
They're stretching the rules. That's
of course,
the thing. The government stretches the rules too.
All right. So, Kenny, you have some comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show about this incident.
Yeah, Rick says everyone is ready to crucify this police officer, and we still don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
We know part of what happened. We don't know the first part of what happened. I think we do know what happened, but we don't know all of what happened. All right, what's next?
Rick says, the police officer used minimum force, then she fought it. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we know that. I think that's a conjecture at this point. What else?
Blair says, if I went at my child the way that officer did with that student, Child Protective Services would be at my door.
Well, there may be something to that. Yeah, there could be something to that. It just seems over the top. But that doesn't excuse what this young woman did. Whatever it was, it must not have been good, because this guy, his reputation isn't flying off the handle, crazy, lunatic sort of. He's there. Most of the policemen that you see in the schools have a reputation of being good with that sort of clientele. That's how they get the job in the first place. I'm guessing Richie's brother.
Special training, too.
Yeah, right. Well, that goes back to what I say all the time. Police need better training. We need fewer of them, and they need to be better paid. Mm-hmm. Any more, Kenny?
Yeah, Jonah says, white kids shoot up schools and leave in handcuffs that aren't even tight enough to bruise their wrists. What did this girl do to deserve being thrown around like a rag doll?
Well, I think that's what we have to find out. I think there's no excuse. He is big and tough and strong, so he should be able to handle this by, it would seem, taking the girl in, if you have to, in handcuffs or somehow or other, calming her down or being
that's the kind of comment
putting
I'm talking about
control.
Yeah.
White kids. Oh, this poor black kid. It just it drives
what
me nuts.
About?
Most of the no, white kids that shoot up schools that this guy's talking about leave in a body bag.
Yeah, they leave dead.
I don't know what you're. Well, to whom are you referring?
When the
you
guy that made this comment.
Oh,
it's always the white kid versus the black kid.
Well, that's the problem with our society. It's
race.
It needs to be on all sides. Teaching of getting along, not separating out. You're the best because you're white, or you're the bad because you're black. That sort of thing. Kenny, what were you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, you know, there was that church shooting in Charleston where they got that white kid and they found him and very carefully put him in the car and took him to Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
After he had killed 9 people.
Mm. Yeah. Oof. All right, I think we've got enough of that. I want to spend a moment. As long as we're in South Carolina, interesting, a fellow was arrested there after deputies seized thousands. South Carolina is the place to be for action here, apparently.
I know, wow.
A bunch of guns, stolen guns in this guy's house. And also he had not enough room for all these guns, so he moved a lot of the guns to a nearby storage building. The sheriff and deputies made a discovery at the home of Brent Nicholson, who's charged with possession of stolen property. 150 chainsaws, 250 taxidermy mounts, 7,000 stolen guns, and he had to put another 3,000. This is in his guy's house. He put 3,000 of them in a shotguns, hunting rifles, that sort of thing. It looks like he'd been stealing guns and hoarding them. They're from hunting clubs and homes, and nobody's ever seen anything like this, the sheriff said. The Charlotte Observer reported hundreds more weapons found in a liquor store that he runs. So he had thousands of guns in a storage building, thousands of guns at his house, thousands of guns in the store that he and his father ran. Woo! Wow.
Well, you know.
Come on,
I wonder how many fingers he has. Maybe he's got special fingers.
In a moment, we're going to visit Michael Hiltzik, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of a book that has created quite a stir. The book is called Big Science, The Investigation into the Military-Industrial Complex. So you can imagine where my heart and head are. I hope yours in the same place as we have this conversation with Mr. Hiltzik in just a moment here on Good Day.
Get your tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Those pesky winter colds have to do with our DNA. A recent Cambridge University study found that up to 25% of our genes inflame in the winter. There are things we can do to alleviate some of the illness, and it starts with something super simple. Dr. Carrie Peterson has tips.
We all know how important it is to brush our teeth, but picking the right toothpaste is very important. I love that I can take charge of my oral health with Colgate Total Daily Repair Toothpaste. It helps reverse and repair early teeth and gum damage, helps reverse gingivitis, and remineralizes weakened enamel. And what else I love? It keeps working even after after you brush.
But what about staying healthy in the cooler weather?
Colds are no match for Coldy's cold remedy products. Their classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten your cold by almost half the time. The quick melts provide relief to multiple cold symptoms. And as the number one pharmacist recommended brand, it's my number one go-to brand.
If you do get sick, there's fever relief waiting in Be Cool soft gel sheets.
These disposable non-medicated sheets can cool your body down for up to 8 hours, and kids love them. Each adhesive sheet has Disney characters on it.
More at videopump.tv.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer Ritchie, and Kenny and I have with us Michael Hilsick, who won a Pulitzer Prize in 1999 for articles exposing corruption in the entertainment industry. And now he's on to understanding what's going on in the military-industrial complex in our country. The book is called Big Science, Ernest Lawrence and the Invention That Launched the Military-Industrial Complex. This is a story of World War II, or at least it begins in World War II. Michael, is that right?
Well, it actually begins about 10 years before World War II when the invention was made. But World War II really, and the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb, really is the centerpiece of the book.
All right, so from that point, if you want to give us a little history as to how it continued to grow, remember what Eisenhower said when he left office to Kennedy and the rest of the country, beware the military-industrial complex. It was minimal then in comparison to what it is now. In my opinion, the military-industrial complex is responsible for the problems, many of the problems in the world, and is way out of control. How do you view it?
Well, I think if you look at Dwight Eisenhower's words on that occasion when he coined the term the military-industrial complex and warned us against it, they really look visionary. He really was looking ahead to the world today, because what he said was that the military and industry had come together, and when they come together, they essentially follow their own interests, and that's not always going to be the same as the public interest. And he did warn that when they did come together, they really were in it to make money or for self-aggrandizement, and this was really dangerous. And I think what he projected is really what has come to pass, and we see it every day, even in today's federal budget.
What's the relationship between big government and this big business?
Well, big government funds big business. Big business gets its way with big government, because the bigger big business gets, the more money it has to lobby and to support its candidates. And obviously we see this in our elections. We see this in federal spending. We see it in the power that the military budget still exercises over Congress. Just within the last 24 hours in the budget deal, the Pentagon really is protected from cuts, and it's a struggle to get the non-Pentagon budget to support all of the things that we need in society, all of the help that people need from the federal government, but the military generally gets its way.
Well, aren't we pandering, in a sense? Many of us, many of the people listening to this program now, are always patting soldiers on the back, good job, or talking about the military as if it was some kind of a godlike creation. That's partially what the problem is here. We have revered something that ought not to be revered.
Well, I think what happens is that we mistake one thing for another. Certainly, the men and women who go off into combat and who support our combat soldiers deserve our thanks and our respect. That's not the same thing as giving the Pentagon our respect, because the Pentagon is essentially supporting its own interests. It's one thing to have respect for these men and women who lay their lives on the line. It's another thing to use that respect to say that we shouldn't question military policy, geopolitical policy, and the spending that goes on, often for weapons programs that are manifestly outdated
Wow.
And irrelevant to the world we live in today.
That's that brings around the focus on the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is plentiful. The best example of that in government is the Pentagon. I saw a government accounting office study 4 or 5 months ago suggesting that of the 600 and whatever billion that's requested to run the Pentagon, if you got rid of the graft and the corruption, $460 billion give you the same thing. So that's another item of interest that the politicians around today, people running for office, ought to be focused on, I think. Good work giving us things to think about regarding the military-industrial complex. Michael Hiltzik's book is called Big Science.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I was murdered, an unnatural death, and now I walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse is lifted. The wolf's bloodline must be severed. The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed. It's you, David.
You saw me standing alone.
Beware the moon, David.
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Oh, well, this is Bobby Vinton singing Blue Moon, which played over the opening credits of An American Werewolf in London.
Was there for
number one movie during the Halloween week, 1981. The movie. Music gets it into movie moments. You remember this movie, Chucker? Chuck
yes,
Curry.
It's a terrific movie. It was directed by John Landis. It was a big hit in the time, and it starred an actor named, I believe, John Norton, who was famous for those, I think, those Pepsi commercials in the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Really? Hey. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. We have movie news, movie moments, a lot of things to reflect on as we think about Chewbacca and Darth Vader and things that are happening, all things Star Wars. Well, there are a few other things going on that are not Star Wars related. We'll get to those in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit QuickenLoans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices exclusions apply.
All right, the story today at DougStephan.com about this fellow dressed as a Chewbacca. He was arrested for allegedly violating campaign laws with his support of Darth Vader. A witness recorded video in Odessa in the Ukraine. The man in the Chewbacca costume arrested for campaigning for Darth Vader, or rather a person who's using the Darth Vader identity in a campaign for mayor. Police say Chewie was violating laws against campaigning on Election Day when he arrived in costume at a polling place. He was arrested and fined $8.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's pretty funny. Chewbacca being put into a police car.
Everything Chewbacca, everything that is Star Wars, almost every day there's some new Chewbacca, right, from that scene?
You know, you almost have to think. The film comes out, I believe, December 18th. Does Disney even have to spend one dime to promote it?
No. No, no.
But obviously they will. Yeah. But really, they don't have to, because if you don't know Star Wars is coming out November 18th, you just don't know.
With all of the coming out, the smashing of records for buying and tickets in advance, that kind of stuff. Oof. All right, what else?
You know, here's an interesting story. Although nothing is set in stone on the next Indiana Jones film, its producer Frank Marshall gave an interview and said that he has no plans whatsoever to call any other actor but Harrison Ford Indiana Jones in any future installments in that franchise.
Yeah.
That sounds good in theory, and I sort of like that, but since Disney controls the property, there's no doubt in my mind in the next 10 years another actor will be playing Indiana Jones. His comparison is that he doesn't want to make it like Bond, where any actor could step in and play the role he identifies, and I think a lot of people do. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones.
Yep.
And I agree with that, but the question is, from a monetary standpoint, from the studio, there's so much to be made with this franchise. Harrison Ford can't play the role forever, although I think he will play it one more time. That eventually they'll go with another actor, but I guess let's see how that plays out.
No, it's that little creep Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is.
I don't think he'll be involved with the next one. Although the strong rumor was that Chris Pratt, the star of Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World, would step in and play Indiana Jones. He'd be a solid choice.
Great.
Although Bradley Cooper also would be a solid choice.
All right, Chuck Curry is here. Our movie moment segment on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.